Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And, Brian, we're about halfway through day three of the draft. And let's talk a little bit about some of the things the Patriots have done so far today. They made their fourth-round pick, 102nd overall, and they went with a wide receiver out of TCU, Josh Boyce.
You mentioned some of the things they did. They've really only done one, and we have a little bit of a gap here. But this Josh Boyce, that's a second wide receiver. Obviously, the priority from the offensive standpoint, clearly, is wide receiver Aaron Dobson on Friday, and now Josh Boyce from TCU, played with Andy Dalton there. He actually has the same agent as Tom Brady, so there's a little bit of a connection there. I think he's certainly a different player than Dobson, but I think he's a guy who, he's got the smarts. He emphasized that himself in his conference call. I think he's the kind of guy that should be able to step in, learn what he needs to know about the playbook. He seems to be a capable and a versatile receiver. So I think Brady's got a couple of interesting, intriguing new guys here to work with, and it's a matter of how quickly can they pick up what they need to know.
That's right. And Boyce is actually, he played for RG3 in high school, and now he'll go into the NFL playing for Tom Brady. He did say he plays a little bit on the outside and on the inside, too. So it'll be interesting. Well, let's talk about what we have coming up. The Patriots have three picks in the seventh round. We don't really know what they'll do with those yet. But, they've taken two defensive backs, two wide receivers, one linebacker. What's really left here? I kind of was expecting them to take a defensive tackle or a defensive lineman at this point.
Yeah, defensive line, they always end up taking offensive linemen. They try to mix in some offensive linemen. Of course, obviously, that's a position where you need a lot of reinforcements every year. I wouldn't be surprised if they go offensive line. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if there's another offensive skill position player as well, whether that's a running back or even a tight end. Maybe not a wide receiver, but you certainly never know. Would a quarterback even stun me? No, they take late quarterbacks every now and then. But obviously, last year's draft, this year's draft, defensive heavy. They're trying to replenish the defense, get some high-end guys. So if I had to say, well, with these three picks, which side of the ball would they go more for? I'd say two out of three will end up being defense.
And if there's anything that we've learned from this draft this year is that anything is possible, so nothing really surprises us anymore at this point.
And don't forget, when the draft ends, the undrafted free agents, as I've been saying for a while, I really think there's going to be, we came into this draft thinking they only had five picks, now they have eight, so that changes things a bit, but they'll probably go hard after some undrafted free agents that they can bring in next week.
Right, so we still have that to look forward to. Definitely a lot going on, even though it's day three here at Gillette Stadium, but we will wrap it up right now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.